This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello, everybody. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew with Radio 7-5 or 7-5 Radio. Walt, how are we doing today?
Well, doing pretty well, man.
Wow.
It's a beautiful day outside down here in the South.
Yep, and it's an overcast day in the District of Columbia. Right now, I'm talking to you via landline because I'm having some technical difficulties with the Commodore 64 computer, but we'll fix that by first commercial break. First thing we want to do is to remember the fallen officers in the line of duty that were murdered. And we want to remember Philip Lynn Meekum of the Hopkinsville, Kentucky Police Department. End of watch, March 29, 2018. Fortunately, his killer is dead on arrival, so we don't have to worry about him, his trial, his lawyers. Three hots on a cot, conjugal visits, all that good stuff. So, anyways, we remember Officer Meekum and wish his family, his department, our thoughts and prayers. Well, what's going on with you, sir? Wow, but that was one heck of an intro. I mean, boy, James Edwards really nailed it. But that thing with the Catch a Predator was supposed to be a secret. Oh well, so much for broadcast television. But anyways, let's get back to what we're here for, corruption everywhere. First off, Robert Mueller, special investigator, special prosecutor for the so-called Trump collusion with the Russian Federation. Right now, Mr. Mueller and the FBI out of New York City raided the offices of Trump's personal attorney, Robert Cohen, concerning a cash payout to one Stormy Daniels, who is a adult film actress. Years ago, it was porn star or somebody in the porno industry. But now, since so-called Daniels has a dish on our 45th president, she's now an adult film actress. You know, she's up there with Meryl Streep. And so on. But anyways, Robert Mueller, who's been on the job for over a year, who's came up with nothing, absolutely nothing, decided that he's going to go after the Trump's personal attorney concerning a non-disclosure agreement for $130,000 for alleged affair that happened 12 years ago when Trump was a citizen. Now, Trump really hasn't denied the affair. Trump fans like myself said, you know what, he probably did it, but we're at a point now, who cares? You know, this country has so many issues, so many problems that, you know, Trump's doing the best he can with what he's got, and he's fighting them tooth and nail. Well, you been on the wrong side of a overzealous prosecutor. What do you think of Mueller's overreach into everything?
They got to find something. Dirt under somebody. There's dirt under everybody's fingernails, but they're really trying to scrape what's underneath Mr. Trump's fingernails. And any kind of dirt that he had from 12 years ago is washed away a long time ago. There's no reason to bring it up again, except to just drag him through the media, through the mud. I don't believe that there's anything there that would hurt Mr. Trump or his administration. He hasn't had any kind of personal issues since. don't know why this thing keeps doing that, but must be something going on out there. If it does it again next commercial, I'll just get on the phone and do it by phone. But anyway, Mr. Trump, whatever he did before he was president is what he did before he was president. You know, we had Clinton puff but didn't inhale, and we had George W. Snorting cocaine but didn't inhale. You know, so, you know, what the heck? It's just ridiculous. It's a witch hunt. It's a diversion. They're trying to keep Mr. Trump from doing his agenda. And I think he's doing very well. Even, can you imagine without the nonsense that the left is throwing at him, what kind of shape we would be in? Well, we would be in better shape. Just let the man work. You know, he's got another 3 years to go. Let him do it. Maybe 7 years. I think that's what they're afraid of, is the following 4 years after three. I think that's what they're afraid of.
Right. And now I went to a QAnon source, our own Sean Bergen, who says that Rob Rosenstein is probably behind this. Rob Rosenstein is the assistant attorney general from the Department of Justice, who has a personal vendetta against Trump for whatever reason, because he's a swamp creature. So,
yep.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. But hopefully Trump gets rid of Mueller real soon. Hopefully he gets rid of Rosenstein and, you know, the rest of the swamp creatures. But anyways, yeah. Speaking of swamp creatures, guess, well, we all know who. We all know the news came out that Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is not seeking another term in the House of Representatives, which is Say again?
I wonder what's on his agenda.
Right. A lot of members of Congress, both of the House and the Senate, they're not looking for seeking re-elections, not seeking another term. So I think Ryan knows that the jig is up, that he's not very popular from his own party, especially Democrats. Wisconsin is going more and more left to center, just like Virginia and a whole bunch of other states, because liberals are moving out of Illinois, New York, and California. So, anyways, Ryan's not seeking another term, which is good. He's done absolutely nothing for, as Speaker of the House. He's the third most powerful man in the United States government, and he's done nothing. He's fought Trump tooth and nail over everything. We still don't have a wall. The spending bill that the Congress gave Trump was just a pile of crap. And, you know, I think Trump just signed this so there wouldn't be another shutdown, just to keep the government running. And Trump was he signed it in disgust, which he should have. We Republicans own the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming to our first commercial break. This is Scoop Stant with Walter Yerke on 705 Radio. We'll be right back.
All right.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com. You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, I'm back. This is 7-5 Radio. Man, these bumpers are awesome. Man, I got to shake the hand of the great the mind that picks some of these awesome bumpers. Hey, Walt, what do you think of these bumpers?
You know, brings back a lot of memories. All these little themes that we play brings back memories from when I used to go boozing and cruising. You know, back in the day. Yeah, I love them. They're good. In and out.
Right. I remember back in the day. I'd be driving my father's 1975 Ford Maverick. Have the A track of the Rolling Stones' "Beggars Banquets" and go out cruising for chicks. But that was about 2 weeks ago. I was on a vacation. Dad still's got that Ford Maverick with the 8-track player. But anyways, we're back to Paul Ryan. He decided to call it quits. Thank God. He did nothing for America, any of our beliefs of less government, low taxation, strong military, strong police, less regulation. But anyways, so since he is stepping down, he was on CBS and says that what the Republican Party needs is more women and more minorities in the party. I mean, we've been hearing this for the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years. You know, we need to include everybody. We need more diversity. We need more, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, let's face facts. The majority of people in the Republican Party happen to be whites. I mean, that's just the way it is. Let's stick to the base. I mean, I've left the Republican Party. I'm sure most of our listeners have left the Republican Party years ago. Actually, it was 2007 when John McCain said he wanted to bring amnesty to the table. And I said, you know what? I'm done with the Republican Party. But anyways, Paul Ryan still pandering to people who do not like Republicans for the most part. And we're glad to see him go. But, you know, don't call him out. Look for him either running for Wisconsin governor and whenever the current governor's term is up, or look for him to run for president in 2020. Or he can be like every other congressman, join a lobbying group. Eric Cantor, he is a major lobbyist. Also, former disgraceful Speaker of the House Jim Boehner, who's a chain smoker, is now working for a firm promoting marijuana. Now, Washington is known as the District of Columbia, but right, frankly, recently they need to call it the District of Cannabis. Since it is legal to possess a very small quantity of marijuana, the whole city smells like weed. Well, you sad to see Mr. Ryan leave the House of Representatives?
No, I'm not. I was never really a big Paul Ryan fan. You know, when he was on the ticket 5 years ago, it was with catches Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
I mean, you know, Romney grabbed this kid out of nowhere, and I don't think many people knew a lot about him. Threw him in the limelight, but still, I don't think he's got the experience to. Just because you have a job and you're at it for a long time doesn't mean you have the experience to move on to senatorship or governorship or even make a run for the White House. If the Republican Party is looking for somebody to run against Trump, which I'm sure they will be, I don't think Ryan is the guy. I don't think they could find a guy or a lady to take the nomination away from Mr. Trump in 3 years. The issue I have is it's going to be the same crew. You know, you're going to have Jeb Bush sticking his nose in it. Paul Ryan now is going to stick his nose in it, you know, almost for sure. And the rest of the crew that was on there, what'd they have, 13 people, 14 people on a podium?
Like 16 people. They had to have two debates. They had to have the B team, George Pataki, a bunch of other losers, I think Lindsey Graham. And then they had the big one with Trump and Cruz and Ben Carson and Marco Rubio, and it was, you know, it was a Donald Trump show, and you know, and I loved Trump when he was just clowning Jeb Bush. it's just too funny.
Yeah. Listen, you know.
Anyways,
you know, mudslinging is directed at Trump, and then when Trump throws a little bit back, you know, by giving people nicknames, you know, people say, oh, he shouldn't do that. Oh, he shouldn't do that. But they forget what, you know, Bush said, and Marco Rubio said, and Ted Cruz, and even, what's his name, Chris Christie up in New Jersey. You know, they were trashing each other on the podium. So he just threw it back a little bit. And I think he was more gentlemanlike than the other people. He was more gentlemanlike than the ladies that were up there. He's a good man. I think he's going to do well in 4 years, no matter who the Republican Party tries to come up with.
Right, but let's hope he can balance a budget and build this wall. I mean, you know, no thanks to Ryan, we have no money for a wall. So Sean Berger said weeks ago on Red 42, hopefully he's taking money from that military budget, sending the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall. I'm surprised nobody started a GoFundMe account to build a wall, because I'm sure that would be making money really quick. But anyways, let's move on to local stories in this volunteer state of Tennessee. Walt, why don't you handle it, since you live in the volunteer state?
Okay. Well, we got a couple of things going on here in Tennessee. The liquor stores have been closed for, gosh, I don't know how long down here, on Sundays and all the holidays, actually. And that, I believe, was done to curtail the drinking on Sunday afternoons so people can look for work, find work, go to work on Monday morning, and have a day of rest, so to speak, away from any kind of illicit behavior. And it's been like that for quite some time. And the legislature here in Tennessee has passed a bill to let the liquor stores open up on Sundays and certain holidays. I suspect, you know, like the Memorial weekend and things like that, you know, nothing like Christmas or anything, but Memorial weekend, Labor Day weekend, that kind of thing. And that is sitting on Governor Haslam's desk right now, waiting to be signed into law. In 6-7 months ago, Mr. Haslam decided that he announced to raise the gas tax or gas price here in Tennessee to help pay for the highway infrastructure that's really falling apart. I thought that was going to be a Mr. Trump thing because he mentioned that in his speeches to be nominated to fix the entire country's infrastructure. However, Mr. Haslam doesn't have much patience. And rightfully so. You know, the streets and the roads are pretty awful. I drive them every day. They are pretty awful. constant construction. You know, you drive through Nashville, you drive through Chattanooga, Murfreesboro in Tennessee, and you know, there's always the big orange and white barrels in the way. You know, right lane closed, merge left, merge right, you know, that kind of thing. So they're doing what they can with what they have. But I'm looking at it more like this. This liquor thing is going to be tit for tat. We'll sign the liquor thing if I could get some more taxes from Sunday sales to do more infrastructure. Now, my thing is, all right, isn't half a gas tax now that we pay? That's why, well, down here it's like $2.50 a gallon now. So it's pretty relatively inexpensive compared to other places. I don't know what it's like up in D.C. It's got to be over $3.
About $2.60, $2.70 around the D.C. area. You're looking closer about $2.90 within the district.
All right, so it's not too bad. It's still bad, but it's not too bad. But right. Half of that is supposed to go to fix the infrastructure and the roads and stuff. Down here, in some counties down here, they have. When you register your vehicle, when you get a new registration every year, they have a wheel tax. My registration in my county is $24 a year, which is pretty darn good. And the next county over in Lincoln County, it's $124. They charge $100 wow. for wheel tax, and that is supposed to go to help to fix the roads. Now, if the roads aren't getting fixed and we're putting money in this kitty, well, where's the money going?
Right, right. Well, hold right there. We'll talk about the Texas Tennessee Raptors break.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Thank you, James Edwards. Man, these bumpers rock. Man, that blast bumper was so loud, surprised me so much, I wet my pants again. But anyways, well, we're talking about the gas tax, liquor sales in Tennessee. It's all about money, 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 money. You think it's going to go towards fixing the roads?
They should let these guys make real moonshine in the hills and tax that, you know, because the moonshine that's being processed in the distilleries that's being sold legally in the liquor stores really isn't working. I don't have a taste for that, but, you know, real moonshine, hey, now you're talking. Let's tax some of that then. But anyway, the infrastructure here in Tennessee is really bad as far as the streets go and the bridges go. There was a bridge collapse last summer, I believe, on I-65. What happened was a tanker caught fire and just happened to be stopped underneath an overpass that they were working on, and the thing collapsed. And that traffic was diverted for months before they got that bridge back up. Other things in Nashville, it's coming out of Nashville, going to Nashville. It's like driving to New York City again. It's just horrible. So this tax, where's all that money going from our gas, buying gas every day? Where's it going? So
I don't,
that's my question.
I don't know, because... Right. It's going to pet projects. It's going to welfare programs. It's going to Medicaid. It's clothing, sheltering, feeding illegal aliens. It's used for kickbacks, for contracts, for campaign donations, so on and so forth. Walt, you and I both used to reside in the city of New York. And one thing is guaranteed driving around that town is tolls. Just about any bridge or tunnel crossing, either from the MTA bridge in tunnel or the what used to be known as the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, you're always paying tolls. And, of course, the bridges are falling apart. Also, you got the New York State Thruway, which they installed the toll system, and the assembly said, all right, we'll put tolls on the New York State Thruway, and once the tolls paid for the bonds, then we'll take out the toll booths. Well, fast forward 50 plus years later, and they still have the tolls, and the tolls generated from the thruway could have paid for that road many, many times over. And one of the structures on the New York State Thruway is the Tappan Zee Bridge, which they finally getting around to issuing bonds and repairing it, because that bridge is disrepair. You have hundreds of thousands of cars going across that bridge every day. And about I remember 30 years ago in upstate New York, outside of Utica, New York, a bridge collapsed, and cars fell into the water and killed people. And that's, you know, the state of New York and was supposed to upkeep that that bridge along with the rest of the highways. And right now the city roads are still a mess. I mean, it's just awful. Mike Bloomberg is too busy putting up homeless people in 5-star hotels. Also, speaking of roads, you got Los Angeles. They're painting the roads white, and I am not making this up. They're painting the roads white to combat climate change. L.A., that's another city falling apart. I have a friend that used to live out there, and at one time that was a mecca for middle class America. You know, if you had a regular working class job as a cop, fireman, teacher, plumber, you could buy a house in the city limits, but now it's just an absolute mess. Nobody speaks English in L.A. anymore. My buddy lived in Watts, which went from all black to all Mexican. You go to a supermarket and you got somebody selling green cards. I'm not making this up.
Nope.
So the roads are falling apart. The highways are still clogged, you know, the city's buying thousands of gallons of white paint to paint the streets white. Meanwhile,
it's just paint them white to deflect the heat.
Yeah.
you got traffic going over those things. You know, they're going to turn black with oil stains and rubber from tires and, you know, and just debris and dirt that just appears from nowhere. It's horrible. It's going to look horrible.
Right.
Like, you know, the first snowfall, you know, looks really good. You got that virgin snow on the street. And then, within a couple of days, it looks like a freaking mess. You can't wait for it to melt away.
Right. Everything's brown and it just looks, mm-hmm. It's dirty. You know, you got to tell your kids, don't play in the brown snow or the yellow snow or any type of snow. But that's LA for you. That's why the people. And unfortunately, California, they voted themselves out of jobs. So they're leaving California, going to Oregon, Washington, Colorado, just like people in New York voted themselves out of work. So they're headed down to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Same thing in Illinois. They voted themselves out of work. So they're moving up to Wisconsin and out to Indiana. And, it just spreads. But anyways, back to the local politics. Today in the District of Cannabis, a Metro subway rider was riding the Red Line train to DuPont Circle naked. He had not a stitch of clothing on and for whatever reason decided to assault a passenger on his way to work. And I just want to make this perfectly clear. It was not me. Once again, I was not on the Red Line at DuPont Circle naked. That was somebody else this time.
Hey, are you?
Say again?
What day is your day?
Probably Saturday. That's why I'm not. That's why we have to tape this because I'm on the Red Line, DuPont Circle, or LaFont Plaza on the Green Line, and so on and so forth.
Try to have an alibi.
Yeah, but it was not me. But it was a 6:15 in the morning. And this naked guy on the Metro train assaulting customers. And that's why I said D.C. is a district of cannabis. I can't tell you. We'll just walk around the streets of downtown Washington. It is one big Grateful Dead concert with the pot. And D.C. says it has tons of money. It also has some of the best narcotics because I see these absolute screwballs like naked guy at DuPont Circle. And they are just out of their cotton picking minds, and they get called close to you, and if you don't smell the alcohol, if you don't smell the weed, they're on something else. So they got something called K2 down here, which is turn people into zombies, as well as your other recreational drugs, cocaine, heroin, all this other stuff. But guess what? DC has the money to buy the good drugs, and National Geographic did a disservice to. His viewers, when they had with the series Drugs Incorporated, they talked about DC. They went to the ghetto, talked about PCP or whatever. But meanwhile, you go up to Capitol Hill, and they have the best narcotics that our military can ship in. We used to work with a gentleman who, from some sort of special forces, I'll leave it at that. And he had to help transport the stuff into D.C. because, all these movers and shakers that ruin this country, they want the good narcotics. And, Nancy Pelosi, she's got to be on something because she's out of her cotton pick of mind most of the time. Especially State of the Union address, she must have been on some good stuff because she didn't stand up or look like she was eating her own tongue sitting down or maybe she's trying to pass some gas. But that's what I have to live with. I have to live with naked people on the subway, people out of their cotton picking minds because D.C.'s legalized weed. The people that can afford the good stuff, they're out here acting like zombies, and it's crazy. And the cops have their hands tied. They're not supposed to arrest old people, not arrest kids, not arrest these people. They like to depolice, and it's just terrible. Terrible,
yeah.
As Charles Barkley liked to say. But anyways, also in the District of Columbia this week, Mark Zuckerberg was testified before Congress about privacy issues with Facebook. These two ladies on the internet, they called named Diamond and Silk, they were lifelong Democrats until Donald Trump came to the picture and was saying some hysterical yet very, very truthful things. So they're considered unsafe, despite the fact they didn't use foul language, they didn't advocate shooting anybody, they didn't advocate carrying firearms because they're just talking politics like we are, the cesspool, Rush Limbaugh, whatever. But they were deemed unsafe. So Congress hauled in Zuckerberg with his billions of dollars and his booster seat. That's right. He was sitting on a about a 6-inch booster seat while I was testifying before a Senate committee. And, you know, Ted Cruz absolutely put the screws to him. So he was squirming like the worm he is. And we got one more break. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio. We'll be back with Zuckerface in a minute.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Thanks, James Edwards. Glad to know that you can read. Say again, Walt.
Everybody's got to be a comedian.
Yeah, but too bad not all comedians are funny. But anyways, folks, check us out. We're at 7-5 Right. Yeah. Anyways, check us out, 7-5radio.org. That's the number 7-5radio.org. Also, email us, 7-5radioshow. That's not the number 7-5 again, radioshow@gmail.com. Gmail's a lot cheaper and I think better than Outlook. But Anyways, also follow us on Facebook, but I don't know how much longer. But back to Facebook. One thing people need to realize is that when you go on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and MySpace, you are putting yourself, unless you set your profiles on private, you're setting yourself up for scrutiny and all eyes on you. That's why you have people that say live in like New York City or Washington, and they say that they're posting pictures like minutes ago from Disneyland. Yeah, we're at Disneyland, the teacup ride, we're on the Magic Mountain, we're taking pictures of Mickey, Goofy, and all the other characters. Meanwhile, when they get home to New York, Washington, Chicago, wherever they live, the house is robbed. They wonder, gee, how that happened? You know, we left the lights on and had somebody take the newspapers and the mail. It's because you put yourself out there.
And their vacation while we're away. Idiots.
Right. Right. Or they say, hey, look at this 75-inch flat screen I just got at Best Buy. Or, you know, take a picture of their cars in front of their house with the numbers on the door. But, you know, I don't have sympathy for them that post stupid things. I do have sympathy for those who do post something on Facebook that's their personal opinion that doesn't, you know, talk about, you know, threatening bodily injury or death to other people or acts of terrorism and things of that nature, and they get fired. And most of these people happen to be right of center like us. And it's only a matter of time before, you know, my bosses say, oh, Mr. Stanton, you can't work here anymore because of what you said, even though you don't see pictures of me, you don't see pictures of my families and, you know, my my real job. But anyways, for those wondering what type of line of work I'm in, if you ever watch the movie Paul Blart Mall Cop and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, that's unfortunately the line of work I'm in. but anyways, moving. Second. Well, you gotta watch the Paul Blart movies. But the only difference between me and the character is I don't have a mustache, and and I don't have a fat daughter. And I've never been to Las Vegas.
What do you call them? Two wheel things? What do you call them?
Segways.
Yeah, those are
tough to those actually pretty easy to handle. But of course, the character he doesn't know how to ride a Segway. It's almost like riding a bicycle or a hoverboard or anything else. But anyways, moving right along. Well, there's a great cinematic masterpiece that was released this week. I'm not talking about Ready Player One, which is a great movie, but it's called Chappaquiddick, not Chappaqua, but Chappaquiddick, to talk about the death of one Mary Jo Kopechne in 1969 when one Senator Edward M. Ted Kennedy was crossing the bridge in Chappaquiddick, and for somehow, some way, some act of God, the Oldsmobile went into the river. And Mr. Kennedy got himself out, got himself to land, and had to think about it for hours. Meanwhile, this poor girl whose only crime was being associated with a Kennedy, she died in that Oldsmobile. And of course, the media covered it up. Since it was a Kennedy, the authorities did absolutely nothing. And, you know, Kennedy went on to keep ruining this country till his thankful passage into the afterlife. But, of course, this great movie comes out. And, you okay there, Walt? Sounds like you're tuning in your radio. And you're... All right.
I'm right here.
Sounds like he was listening to another. Sounds like you're.
You know, it took just to make a freaking movie out of it. And, number one, why wasn't Ted driving the Cadillac?
Right.
You know, we're talking about the Kennedys here. He's driving some piece of junk Oldsmobile. But anyway, yeah, you're right.
No, it was a 68 Oldsmobile. So, you know, back in the day, Oldsmobiles were, you know, even though they're made by General Motors, they're nice cars. But unfortunately, Oldsmobiles don't float. So movie comes out, absolutely nothing in the media about it, and no media critics or movie critics said disputes anything in the movie. So, which means that the just like the movie 13 Hours was talked about the attack on the compound of Benghazi, Libya. It's a truthful movie, and it's one to be seen. Well, you seen any good movies lately besides Chappaquiddick?
Honestly, no. I've turned into a Netflix junkie. I've watched all these kinds of shows that Netflix has put out over the years that I just, you know, went right by on, you know, when I was flipping through my channels on the satellite. So yeah, I'm junking out on Netflix. I watched Mad Men and the guy with the meth. What was that guy?
Breaking Bad.
Walter White. Breaking Bad. Yeah, Walter White. I watched the Chronicles of Lizzie Borden, which I just love that girl. What's her name? Christina Ricci. I just love that little cute thing. She played a good role in as Lizzie Borden going around knifing everybody. Anyway, no, I haven't seen any real good movies. I was gonna go see Jumanji with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, but I was told by my son that basically it just sucked. So I passed on that. But no, I haven't seen any movies lately.
Right. Well, I saw, like I said,
I don't go to the theaters because there's no way out of the damn places. I like going to the drive-in.
They still got drive-ins where you live?
Yeah. We got two, as a matter of fact. There's one right here in Tullahoma. It opened about 10, 12 years ago, and they're doing very, very well. It's packed Fridays and Saturday nights. I haven't been since, obviously, last summer. I don't see the point going to the drive-in when it's cold out. We got drive-ins.
Wow. I was about to jump in.
Sunrise Drive-In? Did you ever go to the Sunrise Drive-In in Valley Stream?
Way back? No. No, I never heard about the Sunrise Drive in a Valley.
The Lords of Flatbush. It's when, but it's not there anymore. You know, sadly, it's not there anymore. They took that thing down. But yeah, no, I like driving.
Yeah, I was about to jump in Dad's 76 Maverick and head on down. But anyways, the movie industry is taking a big hit because again, they're putting out crap. Other than like the Avengers or a Batman movie, they're just putting out pure crap. I mean, Americans, first of all, we have a lot more different ways to spend our times online, Netflix, Twitter, 75 Radio, Liberty News Radio. Television has 200-300 channels. Also, but Hollywood's putting out a crappy product. It costs $14-15 to go watch just a regular matinee of some anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian movie. And they're not going anywhere, and people are not going to the movies. Also, another thing is bootlegs. But here's something about bootlegs. I'd watch a bootleg movie of whatever, and it's not the best quality. And I'd say, man, this is a good movie, and I'd actually go to the movie theater and watch the movie and paying a ticket. So, you know, not all bootlegging is bad, but you get what you pay for. Like if you're going to get a bootleg Avengers movie, 9 out of 10 times somebody sat into a window at a theater with one of those old 1980s video camcorders, record it and put it on DVD. That's about that. We got a couple seconds left. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just speaking of movies, I'd like to give a shout-out to my friend Clint Eastwood. Does anybody know who Clint Eastwood is?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, I mentioned him in the movie. I just want to give a shout-out to my man Clint Eastwood, that's all. Nice guy.
Right. Did you ever meet Dirty Harry?
No, but I will. Hopefully very shortly. I'm going to be headed out to probably California. I want to see them white streets in L.A.
Right.
No, I'll be heading out to California sometime at the end of the summer. And Mr. Eastwood is on my bucket list.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. Unlike last week, this show will be on Saturday night following the political festival. Check us out, 75radio.org. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. I'm going to be taking a powder for a couple weeks. Walter's going to run the whole show.
Yeah, we're going to have some.
Give us a shout out. All right. Have a good day, everybody, and be safe.
Be safe, absolutely.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.